As soon as sometime this week, the Senate could vote on a bill that would help fund efforts to combat the Zika virus. It's a mosquito-borne disease that can cause severe birth defects. It would only be a temporary fix, as it would be included in a budget measure to fund the government through December. But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says it's better than nothing.
Throughout my time in the Senate, I have regularly opposed these short-term spending bills because I don't think funding government on a month-to-month basis is the smart way to run the government of the most powerful and important nation on earth. But with Zika becoming a public health emergency the way it has, this is a necessary exception for me to make.
As for Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, he says this is great news as the state nears 800 Zika cases.
We should do it. And this wonderful news that I have heard that a deal is being struck is welcome news to this senator.
A group of Florida's congressional delegation in the House, which includes Republicans and Democrats, are also on board. And Florida Congressman David Jolly, a Republican, says he has a simple message for his colleagues.
The House needs to accept the clean Senate language that received bipartisan support in the Senate. We can do that here in the House as well.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott also made a trip to Washington, D.C. Tuesday to talk about the importance of Zika funding. He met with Rubio at the same time as criticized Nelson for voting against a Zika funding House measure last week. In addition to talking to members of Congress, Scott also talked to House Speaker Paul Ryan. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.